We are joined now in the studio by Anna Richards of the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP to talk about a number of different issues on the state level, the local level, and beyond. Good to have you with us here in the studio today.
Always good to be here. Thank you.
I know we were talking about the goings-on or the lack thereof in Raleigh earlier today, but we got to start by mentioning that today is June 19th, which means Juneteenth, celebration of the official freeing of the slaves in 1865 in Texas.
Well, in Texas.
Yeah,
so it was
in Texas.
3 years after the actual Emancipation Proclamation. It's a little ironic when we think about instant communications. You know, if we try to do something today and our email doesn't get there instantly, Instagram, just the thought that it would take 3 years mm-hmm. for a message to reach anywhere, it's kind of mind-boggling. But it's still a significant day in our history, because it was like the last place that people really understood that the Emancipation Proclamation had been signed and that slaves were free. So traditional kind of celebration, and there are lots of things going on around the nation today kind of commemorating that. I just got back a little while ago from Raleigh. We wanted to kind of acknowledge the day by visiting our state legislators at the People's House in Raleigh. Mm-hmm. You have to remind them every now and then that it's the People's House in Raleigh.
So what happened today in Raleigh?
Well, they heard we were coming and chose not to show up. Basically, they postponed no votes today. There was a call across the state, NAACP, as well as some other organizations. Some folks were there from League of Women Voters and some of the other grassroots organizations to send a message as they gaveled in. So they delayed the gavel in initially, then decided there would be no votes taken today. And now I think the business that's going to be transacted today is going to happen tonight at 7:00.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and we were talking earlier, mentioning the stories earlier, that there are judicial filing period is ongoing right now, and we mm-hmm. still don't know what the district lines are going to be, whether candidates will, in some cases, have their parties listed on the ballot or not, because that
right.
bill is still up in the air, and they're delaying this procedure that much more while the candidate filing period is going on.
Yes.
So there's a lot of uncertainty.
There's
here.
A lot of uncertainty.
Yeah.
And some of the things that they have done, sort of in the dark of the night, there's a bill currently waiting the governor's signature or not.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate fast-tracked a early voting bill, no debate,
mm-hmm.
Passed it 23-11 on Friday, and the bill, it's an unpaid-for mandate, an unfunded mandate, really, because it for those folks who don't know, and you might think, well, on the surface, you think the ruling, the law says that all early voting places have to have the same hours of mm-hmm. operation, and it also eliminated the last Saturday of the early voting yeah. period. And so what that does for counties, requiring that if one's open, they're all open,
mm-hmm.
It's expensive. You have to pay people to be there, the facilities costs, but it's mostly the cost and traditionally, if you people who work go to vote on Saturdays. If you work, the normal kind of 9-to-5, 8-to-4 kind of job, Saturday just makes a whole lot of sense.
And so, that last Saturday is always the heaviest day of voting. I mean, we always look at the numbers on the days when they keep track of the numbers when they come in on a day-to-day basis, and there's always this huge spike on that Saturday, and this bill would eliminate that day altogether.
Right, and, you know, statistically, I mean, if you know, again, looking at the numbers, it's another swipe at minority voters in our state, black voters in our state. Traditionally, it's been the most popular day for up to 50%, 60%, depending on the county you look at, for early voting to occur. So very deliberate attempts, again, to suppress the vote.
Yeah.
And pretty clear. You know, we heard it from a national standpoint today. I was actually shocked when I heard 45 say that Democrats wanted these immigrants to come into the country because that was going to be their voters. And I mean, that was just shocking. You know, I don't talking partisan politics, but I'm just, that was a quote.
Yeah.
And
it's an argument he's been making for 2 years with no evidence.
No evidence. So it's a very troubling time. One thing, you know, the right to vote, when we look at our Constitution, it is really not a constitutionally guaranteed right.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there were amendments that mm-hmm. gave people the right. And those amendments, you know, as evidenced by the need for the Voting Rights Act,
mm-hmm.
Don't guarantee that everyone has a right to vote. And the suppression of the vote, along with, I heard you talking as I came in about the judicial challenges that are going on now as the filing period for those positions are open, the right to vote and the sanctity of the judicial system to protect those rights
mm-hmm.
have worked together during the civil rights era, certainly, to protect. And we're seeing that fade away.
Yeah.
Scary times.
Speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP.com is the website if you want more information about the local chapter. We haven't even talked, have we, about the constitutional amendment that we were talking about before,
yeah.
which is bringing voter ID back on the table
right.
and putting that on the ballot for voters to approve or reject in November. And if it passes, we'll see how that goes on the November ballot. Also a great way to get Republican voters out to the polls in November
there's another little bill that there another item included in that around hunting and fishing licenses, and so that's really the move to get the voters out.
Mm.
So there's some, I haven't seen the exact language, but there's some item on the ballot around fees.
Mm-hmm.
So, not too subtle a way to try to attract certain kinds of voters to the polls to vote on that. And, oh, by the way, here's this constitutional amendment for voter ID.
Yeah. So let's talk about the action in Washington, D.C. that's coming up this weekend. Sixth and final week of the rallies at state capitals took place yesterday. So the next mm-hmm. phase is on Saturday, the 23rd. And we mentioned it already earlier in the hour, but what are the details? What do people need to know?
Well, it is the culmination of 40 days of protest. And really, people are coming. There's a couple buses going from Durham, sponsored by the Durham NAACP and some other organizations up there. I think it, you know, and especially given the everyday changing dire circumstances that we're seeing played out, expected to be a large turnout of people, and really to hopefully try to speak truth, the real truth to power. And folks will be coming again from all over the country.
The 6 weeks of demonstrations, the focus have been on a whole bunch of different issues.
Yes.
Do we know if there are particular themes for this Saturday?
Well, overall, it is the overall economic and moral message is coming out, and that will be the theme for this Saturday. The following week, there is also being planned another event in Washington that's getting a lot of.
This is the immigration march,
that's
right?
The immigration
yeah, that's going to be on the
30th. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
and that's going to be across the country, too.
Yeah.
The big ones in Washington, I know there are events being planned all over the country for that.
Yep. So the theme is a new and unsettling force confronting the distorted moral narrative. So really trying to, across all the different areas and that have been brought up, you know, over, it's been education, it's been labor, it's been health. So all the different areas really coming together that there is a moral narrative. And as you know, the Poor People's Campaign, the subline of that is a national call for moral revival.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, if you want to start at the heart of it here in North Carolina with the Moral Monday movement, led by Reverend Barber. So this is really a continuation of both the Poor People's Campaign of 50 years ago, as well as this moral outcry. This is, look at what we're doing. Is this who we are? Is this who we want to be as a nation? Over the last 5 weeks, I think we're up to over 2,000 people having been arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really trying to challenge the systemic racism, poverty, the war economy, and also the ecological devastation as epitomized by a lot of the rollbacks that are taking place against Mother Earth.
Yeah. That rally is going to be in Washington on Saturday. And again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more information on the local chapter of the NAACP. Honor Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.